So, you want a theme tune?
Well, yeah, every good podcast kind of starts with something.
Right, so something like that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, lucky.
Hello, and welcome to the first totally organised, efficient and high-budget podcast from I Play Red. I'm Kat, and I've got Rob here with me.
Hi. Hi, how you doing?
Hi. And we're going to talk about aircon, which we've just come back from. Recovered from the drive yet?
I've been to bed. And I've been back at work. And now we're back at home.
Hey! Yeah, it took us... We drove about 6 hours on Thursday night to Huddersfield. Then an hour to Harrogate on Friday morning. And then about 6 hours. 6 hours?
Something like that.
Last night. Though the rain was horrible on the M1 and we couldn't see anything. So we ended up sitting in the services doing nothing for about 20 minutes while the rain dried down.
It's a good game. Yeah. It's quite interesting that when you drive in the rain and you can't see, it's a little bit dangerous.
A little bit.
But I think, you know, we survived.
Did we?
Yeah, we got home.
Okay.
This isn't The Sixth Sense.
How do you know?
I haven't seen a title sequence.
Right, okay. Even though we've got title music.
Ooh.
Do we need to put a title sequence over that? Just like a bit of fancy animation.
Yeah, just get people questioning whether or not it is actually The Sixth Sense. Or would it be The Red Sense?
What is The Red Sense?
I don't know yet. Anyway, aircon.
It's very cinnamon.
Aircon. We're talking about aircon.
Did you know, for example, that aircon is actually named after the ventilation system in James Cameron's Aliens movie?
Right. I didn't know that. There we go. Interesting facts about aircon. And if you follow me on Twitter, I've been posting some interesting facts about aircon during the day today.
I learned a few things myself.
Right. What did you learn at aircon, Rob?
That I'm not very good at games.
Liar. You won loads this weekend.
I didn't win Great Western Trail.
No, but you did win stuff this weekend.
I might have won stuff.
I didn't win a single game this weekend.
You find that the game designers actually like people to lose when they play their games.
Well, that's what's going to make you buy their game, because you've got to play it until you win.
Oh, I see. It's the other way around, yeah.
Yeah. So, Friday morning? Yes, Friday morning, we kicked off with Heaven and Ale, which was the first time I've played that. I've heard a lot about it. It's been on my radar because it sounds like the sort of game I'd like.
Because partly you're quite religious and you like beer.
No and no.
Right.
But the theme is pretty pasted on.
Yes.
Other than the pictures of monks.
If you heat it with like one of those hot guns, the actual theme actually comes right off.
Right. Is it pasted on with flour and water?
It's pasted on flour and water. So it's quite nice in that sense. So you can just like reset it. It's a bit like Charleston reset.
Okay. So you can peel it off and then make pancakes with the flour and water.
Yeah. It's expensive pancakes, but pancakes all the same.
But what did you think of Heaven and Ale?
I wasn't very good at it. It was interesting. It had monks. It had
ale. Did it have ale?
No, it had ingredients. Oh, yeah, it had ingredients to make booze.
Yeah.
Ancient booze. Well, not ancient.
Though there was no potatoes, there was no way to make vodka. I think I liked it.
Okay.
But I think I need to play it again.
But how are you going to play it again unless someone brings it round?
I could buy it.
You mean you're going to have to buy it to find out if you want to buy it? That's a paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I like that. We actually spent a lot of time there rummaging around the Bring and Buy, didn't we?
But didn't find a great deal.
No. We picked up a couple of bits, but the elusive hunt for a bargain.
I'm quite glad that we went away with some stuff to bring and buy and didn't bring an equal amount and more back.
Yay! I think we sold 39 games and came back. Well, I only bought 3 games this weekend.
You've made 39 people very happy.
I hope they
found that item they've been looking for a very long time.
But you didn't find the item you've been looking
for?
No,
I didn't find the item I was looking for.
No. So if anyone out there has the item that Rob is looking for...
And can guess what the item is,
actually. And can guess, yeah. Answers on a postcard.
If we give out our address and accept entries into this competition...
Mm.
Yeah, people sending us the games, of course. And if you're right, we'll say thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. we also played Concordia on Friday afternoon, the Germania map.
That's the one. You like Concordia.
I love Concordia. You like Concordia. Don't make it sound like, you know, only I like Concordia.
I do like Concordia because many of your decisions are made for you, or that you have so many limited decisions that you can just sort of, I've got 5 cards left, I'll just pick one of them.
Right. Is that how you play it?
That I'm not giving you my strategy.
I think that's quite possibly the quickest game we've ever had. The cards seem to just run out really quickly, even though we only had 4 players.
Only 7 minutes a game.
Right. I didn't get anything done.
No.
I was desperately going, I need to do this and this, and yeah.
But isn't that's just the way the game works, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think you're in full swing and then bang, it's over.
Yeah, that definitely happened with that one. And then in the evening, with kind of quite a big group of us in the hotel bar, we played Crossing, the pointy game.
Pointy game.
That frustrated me.
It's a bit like when you're a kid and you're in the playground and you point at someone because they lose all this and they lose all their sweets.
Right.
You drop your ice cream. No concrud here.
No concrud here. I don't know how I feel about Crossing. I did terribly. At one point, I had some gems. And the gems are really nice. And the art is really nice.
And then they were gone.
You stole them, so...
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was you that stole all my gems in the last turn.
Did someone then steal them off me?
No.
Yeah.
I think you did quite well on that as well.
No, it's Flavian.
Yeah, he won, but I think you did quite well. And then we played Custom Heroes.
I like Custom Heroes.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the scoring works.
It's all on the card.
Yeah, but it's like, when do you actually win? You win because you've got 10 points, and then you win, and you have to win
the round
that hand.
With 10 points.
With 10 points.
Yeah. I was sat on 9 points for so long.
I think if I actually cared about the scoring, I'd be... just too frustrated. I think I just like playing tricks.
Right. Like magic?
No.
Magic tricks?
Magic tricks, yes.
Right. Then Saturday morning, we played Scythe. We taught Dan and Ty how to play Scythe. I love that game.
It's a good game.
Again, I just didn't seem to get going. I don't know what was up with me this weekend. You spanked it.
I think what you're doing is you're trying to encourage people to play games and not kind of trounce them every time.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's totally intentional. I never win teaching games. It's a well-known fact. I never win teaching games.
Yeah, you just teach them too well.
Right. Yeah, that's what it is.
You give away all your secrets.
Yeah, but you won it and I wasn't teaching you it.
No, but I was watching what you were doing.
Right.
And I was basically just copying everything you were doing.
Okay. Liar. I think you won that.
By about 3 points.
Yeah, you still won it.
Yeah, but only because I ended it early.
Right.
I forced the end. I think if I'd a couple more rounds and then either you down or Ty would have creeped up.
I was higher on the popularity chart.
Well.
I was up a level.
Obviously.
and then Saturday afternoon I went and did my podcast with Polyhedron Collider.
You did?
On the couch with them, in fact.
How comfortable was this couch?
There wasn't a couch.
Oh. Rickety chair?
Yeah. Rickety con chair. No couch. Liars.
That's just rubbish.
That was a lot of fun. They were very silly.
They could have done a beanbag. I mean, that's cheaper.
Yeah. I don't know where they came from. I don't know if they could have carried beanbags for the number of guests they had on their couch. I'm quite glad it wasn't on a couch, otherwise it might have felt a bit Freudian.
Oh, that's all couch. Telling me about your mother.
But that was fun. So when they release that, you should check that out. They did two rounds. The first round had, no pun included, Unlucky Frog Gaming and some other people.
I think there were two people from No Pun Included, weren't there?
Yeah. And then I was on the sofa with the Game Pit, Broken Meeple and Creaking Shelves.
Okay.
So yeah,
that was fun. Any good questions?
Listen to it and see.
I don't know when that's going
to
be.
Because you weren't there listening to it. What were you doing?
I was too busy playing Mythic Battles with Flavian.
Which you won.
I might have won.
Yes. You're better at rolling dice than Flavian.
This weekend only, I rolled some good dice.
Right.
I'm sure there was more strategy than that, but really, rolling dice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all physics.
Right. And Sunday, I did some work.
You did do some work. You talked to some people.
I talked to some awesome people about some awesome games. We spoke to Frank from City of Games.
He was a very nice chap.
Very
enthusiastic.
Was showing us his very nice game called The Doran Gardens that had some very cute animals.
And some water, some soil, some
dirt.
but
there'll be a video about that soon, so went there, Rob.
Yes, you will be directing the video.
That was really nice. And then we spoke to Dave from Sinister Fish Games. Fish are pretty sinister.
They are.
I agree with his overall statement there.
I've never met a sinister fish, honestly.
I don't think I've ever met a non-sinister fish.
I don't go into fish bars. Remember that time you walked into that fish bar and then everyone stopped and looked at you? It's a bit like American Werewolf in London.
Yeah. But we played Villagers. I played Villagers with him.
How'd you get on?
I like that. It's a bit like Civilization tech trees with people.
You're talking to someone that's never played Civilization.
I do wonder why we're married sometimes.
Because you said yes, and I said yes.
And we just did it. And we had nothing better to do.
You had to sign your name in a book or something.
Yeah.
We had
to do the fake book, if you remember.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to take photos of the real book, so they make you sign this fake book, and it had all these silly names in it, didn't it?
Neither of us wrote that book,
no.
So we've got no business autographing it.
Right. It had, like, Bertie Bassett and Dolly mixture, if you remember. I know it's going back a while, and you're getting old, so the memory's fading.
I don't believe that they're real people.
Right, really?
Not for a minute.
Yeah. And then, what did we play? Oh, we played some Majesty as well on Sunday. I like Majesty.
It's a cool game.
Yeah. I spoke about that on the not couch with Polyhedron Collider.
Ouch.
And what did we buy this weekend?
Not actually a lot, which is a surprise.
I know. I was very restrained. It's good.
I think Favelas.
Yeah, Favelas and Unearth from the Bring and Buy.
Not games I know anything about. I know what a favela is, but I don't know anything about the game.
I've seen the game played, and it looks really pretty.
Which means it's a good game.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've heard good things about it as well, though. And Greenland, second edition, not third, though.
Boo. Oh, is it? Right, okay. I thought it was the second edition was the one that came out with BIOS Genesis.
No, that's the third.
Okay.
Second edition, Greenland, for a bargain. And you bought something with some plastic. What did you buy?
It's not plastic, it's resin.
Right.
You
bought some plastic toys, didn't you?
It was a load. It's one of those games where you roll loads of dice. And then,
all right, and because you're getting good at rolling dice, you thought you'd give it a shot.
Yeah, the person that rolls the most bestest dice wins or something.
All right.
But the gameplay doesn't matter because it has some really pretty miniatures.
Right.
That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the miniatures are really pretty. I'm pretty sure Liana will want to play it. So, cool.
Yeah. Did we enjoy Aircon?
Yeah.
You almost sounded like you had to think about that. Did you enjoy Aircon?
I did enjoy Aircon.
Yay!
3 days away from home and like constant gaming or constant kind of doing stuff is quite grueling, but sometimes it is really worth it. It's a really nice con. There's some really lovely people there.
It's a really nice atmosphere.
You met some really lovely people, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, we met some really lovely people there that we actually first met at Aircon last year.
That's true. Flavian and Ian.
And Ian, that we first met last year and that we've gamed with in the meantime.
They weren't the only people we met, though.
Oh, no, no. We met loads of people. It's a very friendly convention, so you just get to talk to people. Spoke to Andy and Jenny from Yay Games.
Yay!
Yay! Spoke to him about his monkeys, but apparently monkeys are troublesome.
I don't know what that means.
Right.
Is this like some secret code for some kind of upcoming project?
We saw Mark there with Wreck and Ruin, who's just hit just over 50% on Kickstarter now. So check it out. There's a walkthrough on my site, and we did a fun little trailer thing on YouTube that you can look at. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
We had lots of fun playing that, and many killings.
Whole many killings.
Lots of killings. Oh, the other thing we did with bears.
We did some stuff with bears.
We did some stuff with bears. Well, other than drawing cats with bears, we played giant wits and wagers.
We did. You did win something.
We did, yeah. We won the giant wits and wagers on the final question. We slightly overestimated everything.
But it's a good strategy to make everyone
think you're rubbish.
I'm not sure we won almost anything throughout the course of the game, not compared to the other teams, and then just went all in.
Yeah. We'd done terribly throughout the game, and therefore on the final round just bet all in because we had nothing to lose and got it right.
Yay!
Yay. So our team won the giant wits and wagers. That was exciting.
Yeah.
That's the other thing we did Friday. That was Friday night.
Yes, that was true. That's true. It's true.
The days have kind of all blurred a bit, haven't they?
Yeah, I'm just a bit confused.
Well, that's just you in life in general.
Yeah.
Rob didn't find
the quest for Shangri-La.
Yeah, it is becoming the quest for Shangri-La.
I don't know if I'm going to find it over here. I think I'm going to have to go to I'm going to go to a US con.
You are.
I think someone in the US is going to have to find it for me.
Nearly.
Oh yeah.
So, Econ was good.
It was good.
The food was good and reasonably priced.
There was every single food vendor had at least one vegetarian, if not two vegetarian options.
Even though the people selling pies had a big sign that said pork pies.
But they weren't advertising their super scrumptious non-porky pies.
Yeah, which they should have done. The bar had a lot of beer.
That's not worse vegetarian, is it?
No. But I don't drink beer.
With a carrot in it.
Instead of like a nice little cocktail stick, you have a little carrot. No.
Healthy,
be nice.
Healthy.
Healthy beer.
Why don't they make like stirrers for like tea? When you go into Costa for a coffee, not that we go into any kind of capitalist kind of coffee establishment,
yeah.
But why don't they make all those things out of like hardened vegetables?
Other coffee chains are available. So, Yeah, so thank you to Mark Cook and his team of helpers, volunteers and everyone who worked at Aircon. I know how hard that is.
What, working at Aircon?
No, working at a convention.
Where you don't sleep.
Where you don't sleep and you have dreams and nightmares about tables being in the wrong place.
And you increase the size of your venue and then have nightmares for 6 months thinking, what if only one extra person comes next year?
Yeah. But it was more than one extra person. I think they had over 1,500 unique visitors this year.
Blimey.
Well, that's good. That's big without being too big. Which is what makes it friendly and nice.
So we want them to grow next year and be successful, but not get too big.
Yeah. Basically. So, Mark, if you're listening to this, please grow, by all means, but not too much.
He's very tall, though, so do you mean his con, not actually him?
Yeah. Well, he might grow to try and get taller than Luke from Muster.
You spoke to the guys from Muster, didn't you?
I did speak to the guys from Muster. That will be... There'll be a video for that soon, won't there, Rob?
Yes, there will be.
Have a look at Muster app.
MusterApp.co.uk, I think, isn't
MusterApp.co.uk. It's kind of meetup for board gamers, but with loads of extra functionality and stats and logging plays. And
yeah, it's quite slick, isn't it?
It's getting there, for sure. It's much better than it was when I last looked at it, which was December. So it's much better in the last 3 months. So in the next 3 months, it's only going to get more betterer.
Yeah, I think the user base has grown quite a lot, so
yeah.
You're more likely to get a game of Quest for Shangri-La.
So, Aircon, yay, woo. Yeah, and there'll be a video about Aircon, won't there, Rob?
Well, you know, you recorded it.
There we go. So, basically, what I'm saying is... Rob's got a lot of work to do this week, and for now, we're going to go and play some games.
yeah, so what are we going to play tonight?
I don't know.
Charterstone, now that it's been reset.
Yeah, but that's a story for another time.
Yes, okay. Well, should we say goodbye?
Yeah, goodbye, Rob.
But not you and I.
Oh.
It's been a real pleasure knowing you.
Yeah.
You know, this little podcast has just, you know, finished me off.
Right. And check out my other stuff on, like, YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. I'm, like, everywhere. Me.
You're like a disease.
Yeah. I play Red. Say hello.
Cool.
Bye!
See you later.